Welcome to Short Take. Anna Roller discovered early on that filmmaking was a way to combine her interests in music, photography, and writing. During her directing studies at the HFF Munich, she made 5 short films, two of which, Pan and The Last Children in Paradise, screened at more than 60 international festivals, including Palm Springs, Max Ophüls, and Cameremage. Her short film Brat won the German Short Film Award in 2021. In 2019, Anna was selected for the Future Frames program in Kalu Vivari and took part in several talent initiatives. Her feature debut, Dead Girls Dancing, premiered in 2023 at the Tribeca Film Festival and the Munich Film Festival and earned her the New Faces Award. Anna's second feature, Allegro Pastel, based on the novel by Leif Rand, premiered at the Berlinale and will be released in cinemas in 2026. She is a face-to-face German Films Ambassador in 2026. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in.
I'm ready, I think.
How would you describe your current mood in 3 words?
So currently I'm writing. I have a deadline next week. Ooh. So my mood is a bit anxious, I would say. Also really excited because I'm creating something new.
Yeah.
And thankful.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
I would say spending time with my friends or family. Ideally somewhere where it's warm.
Okay.
And in conversation and with good food.
Do you have a secret obsession, one that you're willing to share?
Yeah, so I created a photo book for a friend recently.
Yeah.
Like I did the bookbinding myself. Mm. So currently I'm obsessed with bookbinding techniques. And I mean, once you start, your algorithm like sends you more and more like really beautiful techniques. I learned the French link recently, and there's beautiful Japanese techniques. So yeah.
Have you been to Katapura?
Oh, yes.
That's like a deep black hole of beautiful, beautiful things, all things paper. And what is the favorite job you've done? And obviously it can be film related, but it can be something else entirely.
Yeah, I mean, I listened to other podcast episodes and everyone has so funny jobs that they've done in their life. And I think like all of my like jobs that I did there, quite weird or boring. So I would like turn the question around a bit and say like the favorite part of my job that I'm doing, like directing, is rehearsing, because I love this phase of the project where everything is possible, but also everything comes together. Like everything you imagined, you all of a sudden you see the words like acted out by people, you see what's actually happening between the words. And I just love this phase. And sometimes I think like I don't even want to shoot it. I want to stay in this moment where you can really experiment and go to different places with the scenes. So a bit of a cheat answer, but that's the favorite part of my job.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
I have really, really great friends. I appreciate that we really look out for each other. And I think that's something you shouldn't take for granted, because it's also like it's kind of work. You have to be aware, like, where is everyone, who needs something, who should I do a little check-in with. And I think all of my friends are really, really good at having the capacity to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really beautiful. And also I really love gift giving, and I have a few friends who are really good at gift giving. So it's just joy of like what could be the perfect surprise for this person.
We're pivoting a little bit. What is your favorite food? And it can be a specific dish or it can be a cuisine, obviously.
A friend of mine, his mom does the best Sichuan aubergine.
Mm.
And I love this. I have like, he once wrote down the recipe for it, and I'm doing it since, and it's never been as good as when his mom did it. But I really, really love this. I love all different kinds of Asian cuisine, but this, mm-hmm. this specifically is like one of the best.
Now, of course, the question of all questions, if you weren't a director and writer, what would you be?
It's actually hard to answer because I've always wanted to be a filmmaker, so there wasn't really another path. But if I think now what would really interest me, doesn't mean that I would be good at it, but what really interested me is speculative design. Mm-hmm. I really love the idea of thinking about how you could explore future scenarios with the approach of design, mm-hmm. and really tackle like social questions. And I think that's really fascinating.
Absolutely. And talking about speculative, which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
It's both real life and fantasy. I would love to speak all the languages in the world. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's impossible, but imagine what this would do to your brain. I mean, with every language, you look a bit differently at the world. I mean, in terms of what vocabulary you have, but also like how gender is perceived and just
and the cultural implications and context that you get with all the different languages. Yeah. Oh, my.
Yeah, but also to walk through the world and be able to connect to everyone with language, not only with like mm-hmm. body language, but to talk to everyone. I only learned like Latin in school. Like I can't talk to anyone with Latin.
Well, I was really surprised when I studied English, and that you actually did need, I mean, that was, you know, over 20 years ago, but you needed like the kleine Latinum to be able to study English. I'm like, okay.
Well, good thing I did that then.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also something from the audience perspective, something that you watched that inspired you or moved you?
I mean, I remember really vividly when I was younger and I went to the cinema to see like some kids' movies that were like, that had several parts and you had to wait for the next part for 1 year. I remember sitting in the cinema and please, let it be just one more scene. Please let it not be over. Just one more scene. And this feeling of wanting to stay in the world of a movie for just a few more minutes, I think is so, so beautiful and kind of rare now that I watch and consume so much. And I think I mean, now sometimes it happens when I'm bored by a movie that I want to move the mouse while I'm sitting in the cinema to see how long it is. Yeah. And I think like that's the worst thing that I could say about a movie. But I think sometimes I have the same feeling that I had as a young cinema lover when I watch a series and I really connect to the characters. And I recently saw the series Anna and Oscar by Rodrigo Sorogoyen, and I really wanted to stay with them, and I was like, oh, just one more episode, please.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
It's called I Gave You Eyes and You Look Towards Darkness by Irene Zoll. Mm-hmm. It all takes place in one house, and all the women who either died or were born in this house reappear as ghosts, like over different generations. And you have like these different stories and voices and all intertwined. And sometimes you don't know which time period you are or from which time period this woman is. But it's really, really well written, really weird, but really like an enchanted story mm-hmm. somehow. And you see these connections between different generations of women and what struggles they had and how they connect. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature? And that doesn't obviously mean they have to be like heroic per se.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I think about this, I immediately think about heroes I had as a child, because now I maybe I read more complex or dislikable characters that they don't seem like heroes to me. But obviously as a child, I really loved courageous girls like Anya Roller Tochter, I think it's Robert's daughter or something like this, or Hermione Granger. Or there's this book Inkheart, Cornelia Funke, and I really like the main character.
Yeah.
When she read something from a book, it would appear because the way she read was so beautiful. I wanted to be her.
Now we're going on to the film-related questions. What is the next, possibly German, but not necessarily, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work here.
No, I have to mention something of my friends. I've been working with the production company Kalekone Film, and they just recently finished the debut of Nikita Gibalenko, and it's called Camouflage. And I saw it in the editing a few times, and I think it's a really brilliant, brilliant movie of a Ukrainian filmmaker who came to Germany before the war. So, and his relationship to Munich and his connection to the people who are coming. And I think it's a really exceptional movie, and I can't wait for it to be finished and to be out in the world.
And which, again, German, but not necessarily, upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for? Someone you've worked with or maybe want to work with?
Well, everyone should know my DOP, Felix Flieger. I've been working with him. It's like the fifth project that we did.
Wow, okay.
I love how he approaches every project with new curiosity. What kind of language can we find for this movie? What kind of visual language? But he's also like a really great collaborator, really supportive. And if you're on set, it sometimes comes down to, can someone be still friendly and collaborative in a really stressful situation? And I really love this about him.
Now we're pivoting again and getting a little bit personal. What do you like most about yourself?
I can be really enthusiastic about things. And I think that's a good driving force, especially as a director, but also as a human being. And I love when this happens and I'm really excited for something.
What do you dislike about yourself?
That stress really manifests in my body.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I can't really deal with it. Like, I get like really sore shoulders or like really bad headaches or stomach aches.
Mm-hmm. What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
Not getting up earlier today.
Yes, I can relate to that as well.
Probably something that I regret quite often. But I mean, the morning hours are such a good time to either be creative or just to get things done. Mm-hmm. And I can be a bit slow in the mornings.
Which random thing makes you happy?
Currently, every bit of sunlight that I can get in my flat, because I'm living on the first floor, and I'm spending a lot of time in this room, and I'm moving my laptop constantly to get a little more sun. So every bit of sun on my windowsill makes me really happy.
Yeah, I can totally relate. I'm living in something in German we say Hochparterre.
Yes, same.
And I mean, I do get some sunlight in my living room, but it is very rare as well. So.
Yeah, and it gives you the spring feeling, like this little excitement that summer is about to come.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general? And it's fine if you don't.
I mean, I don't have a sentence or like a mantra or something, but I really do believe that life is in waves. Mm-hmm. I mean, that there are really... that there are ups and downs, and there will always be ups and downs. And I mean, it sounds so simple, but that actually being a woman and having like feeling your own cycle so much, I just know that I will feel defeated or anxious, and I will question everything, not every 3-4 weeks, I would say. But to accept that and to believe in this balance, I think really, really helps me. And it kind of humbles me when I'm really up, but it also really makes me hopeful when I'm down. So to look at the life that's coming at me in this form of waves kind of really, helps me.
Okay. And we're at the last question, and I might be a tough question for a director. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
I think it's a really funny question because I can't imagine my life as like a drama or like a...
Could be a documentary.
No, I would say it should be an animation. Like animation with, or like even better with puppets.
So stop motion, be, like, or...
Stop motion. There should be a puppeteer and it should be narrated by... Maybe Tilda Swinton or something to make it a bit more dramatic, but also really funny.
Yeah.
So that would be ideal. Or maybe she would have to voice all of the characters, something like this.
Let's put that out into the universe.
Yes.
Okay, and that was it. Thank you so much for your time and for sitting down with us today, Anna. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.